Tabitha Hudspeth, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for being on today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Where are you going to school right now?
Arkansas State University.
Wonderful. And what are you majoring in there?
Agriculture studies with an emphasis in education.
Excellent. So are you participating in FFA still in your college career?
Yes, I am. This year I am actually in our collegiate FFA chapter, and I'm also giving a workshop at the National FFA Convention and receiving my American degree.
Wonderful. Well, what is the workshop going to be on?
The workshop is actually going to be for Teach Ag as their intern. We are doing two different workshops this year, and both of them are going to be very interactive. I'm really excited about them. And it's basically going to be to promote agriculture education and having students go into agriculture education as a major and showing them kind of what their options are and what the benefits of that would be.
Wonderful. So why is there even a need for a national Teach Ag campaign?
There's such a need for national Teach Ag campaign because every year we are seeing anywhere from a few dozen to a few hundred jobs go open and actually have positions unfilled because they don't have enough people that are wanting to go into agriculture education. And we think that a lot of that is students not being able to see a lot of the sides and a lot of the positive benefits of being an agriculture teacher. And so that's kind of where the National Teach Ag campaign stems from, is to try and give students that opportunity that maybe they don't always get to see as just being a student in the classroom. We want to give them all the tools for them to really understand what being an agriculture teacher is and how much it can benefit not only them, but the lives of students in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great campaign. So how did you get involved as an intern?
I got involved because every year the National Teach Ag campaign chooses one intern to basically serve for them for a year. And so I filled out the application, did an interview, and was so extremely excited when I received the internship. And so I actually spent 2 months in Lexington, Kentucky, which is where the National Teach Ag campaign headquarters are, working in the office directly with everybody. A lot of my responsibilities had to do with our social media. That's a key aspect of the National Teach Ag campaign. That's how we're trying to get out there and reach everybody across the country, because social media has had such an explosion over the past few years and so many people are on it and can see it. And that's how we can get such a national reach. And it's a great way to really interact with people from across the country, because we may not always get to see them, but to get to interact with them over social media because they shared a post or maybe they tagged us in something that they're doing in their classroom and allowed us to see it.
Well, that sounds like absolutely fantastic experience. Now, if I were a prospective agricultural education major, what would you tell me? What would the reasons be that it would be very important for me to consider becoming an ag education instructor?
Well, I would say a couple of things. First of all, a lot of students, especially students in college that we talk about, is where is there a job? When I graduate, can I have a job? And that is something where agriculture education, there are jobs available. Like I said, there's a national shortage and we need people to fill the positions across the United States. So I guess the number one thing would be there is a job for you when you graduate. My number two thing is that agriculture is such an open field. There is science, there's technology, there's mathematics, there's communications, there's leadership. It's really an all-encompassing type of major, and it's something that you have such a variety of classes. I feel like, although maybe you don't like the shop aspect as much, but you love doing the leadership events with students. And so I think that's something that really gets to people and really helps them understand is how wide of a variety agriculture provides you.
Sure, absolutely. And what is National Teach Ag Day?
Basically, National Teach Ag Day, the number one thing is anyone who wants to celebrate school-based agriculture education, if they want to share the story about how agriculture education has impacted them or how it's impacted somebody that they love, we want to encourage students to consider careers as agriculture educators. And so National Teach Ag Day is a way for us to kind of promote it and stuff a whole bunch of stuff into one day, make it this huge celebration where everybody across the country can come together and really understand how necessary and how important agriculture education is.
Absolutely. And how long have you been involved in FFA and agricultural education?
I actually started taking agriculture classes when I was in eighth grade, which is the very first year that you could take agriculture classes and be in FFA at my school. But I remember when I was 5 years old and we have a school farm, and I remember dropping my sister off at the school farm and saying, that's what I want to do when I get older. I want to work at the farm and I want to learn more about this because it just seemed so intriguing.
Oh, that's great. Now, where was that? Where did you grow up and go to high school?
I went to high school at Nettleton High School, which is in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And they have a school farm where students can actually raise livestock and show them at fairs. And they work at the farm one day a week. And that's in exchange for basically their real estate of being able to keep their animal. So instead of paying a boarding fee, they work one day a week at the school farm.
It sounds like a great program. Well, Tabitha, thank you so much for coming on today and wonderful information, and really looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thank you so much.
And Tabitha isn't our only guest today. Isaiah Govea, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Isaiah, where are you going to school right now?
I am currently a student at the University of Arizona in Tucson, Arizona.
In Tucson, beautiful country down there. And what are you majoring in?
I am an agricultural education major.
Wonderful. Are you still participating in the FFA while you're in college?
A little bit. I kind of help out some local chapters. My former ag teachers, I help them out a little bit with their chapters. And I served as a state FFA officer my freshman year in college. So I was still pretty involved then. But ever since retiring from state office, I've just kind of helped out at the local level.
Great. How long have you participated in the FFA?
Gosh, I participated starting my freshman year, so probably about 8 years now.
And what role do you have currently with the National Teach Ag campaign?
I am currently serving as a National Teach Ag ambassador for the National Teach Ag campaign.
All right. So help us understand, what is a National Teach Ag ambassador?
So a National Teach Ag ambassador is a current agricultural education student who kind of has the responsibility to promote agricultural education at the local level as well as the national level. We helped out at National FFA Convention last year, and the new team is going to be helping out this year as well, just kind of recruiting students to possibly consider a major in agricultural education. And then on the local level, we kind of, in our own state, conduct presentations and different events that are targeted towards high school students to kind of recruit new ag teachers into the profession.
Okay. Now, as I was reading up on the National Teach Ag Ambassador Program, it says that it's for individuals who are passionate about agricultural education and want to share their story. So, Isaiah, what is your story?
My story kind of starts untraditionally, I would think. I grew up in central Phoenix, Arizona, very large city. Didn't really have much to do with agriculture until I got into high school and started in agriculture classes and started really falling in love with the program and with the kinds of things that it was doing, providing leadership experience as well as technical experiences. Absolutely fell in love with the FFA. I loved competing. I loved wearing my blue jacket and just fell in love with the whole idea of agricultural education in schools. And I actually started serving as a teaching assistant for my ag teacher for some of the freshman classes during my senior year of high school. That's when I really decided that I thought being an ag teacher was for me. And that's when I picked my major and decided I wanted to major in ag ed and kind of continue on that legacy of agricultural education.
Well, that is awesome. And so you grew up in the city?
Mm-hmm.
So then how did you find your way into agriculture?
At my elementary school, we had a greenhouse, and I got involved in it and kind of fell in love with, you know, growing plants and things like that. And really, when I got into high school, I found out that my high school had an FFA chapter and had classes, and decided that I was going to enroll in those classes and become more involved. And I didn't know a whole lot about the FFA, but once I got in and really started experiencing the things that were happening in the chapter, I fell in love with it and decided to get as much as I could out of it. And I threw myself into officer positions and CDEs and all sorts of things, and just really loved the whole program.
And are those experiences that inspired you to seek a career in agricultural education?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that FFA and agricultural education has a place for everybody. I mean, I think I'm a perfect example. If a kid from Phoenix, Arizona can fall in love with a program and get involved and find something in it for him, I think there's something in it for everybody.
Well, in your travels as a National Teach Ag Ambassador, do you have some success stories so far? Have you do you have some people who have said, yeah, I like that, I'm going to pursue a career as an ag educator?
Definitely, yeah. I gave a workshop at Arizona FFA's State Leadership Conference this past June, and just talking about teaching ag and talking about the necessity for it. And I had some students come up to me afterwards and talk about how they had thought about teaching ag, and their advisor had kind of pushed them to come to the workshop. But after kind of hearing, you know, that there was a shortage and that there was a need, that they were really considering teaching ag, and they signed up for the National Teach Ag campaign so we can get them more information about majoring in ag ed and becoming an agriculture teacher one day.
Well, you're definitely representing agriculture well. Thank you, Isaiah.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.